The agenda. We're going to call the meeting to order. What was that? We have a we have public participation. It looks like we have Mr. Jim Lorsch and Amanda Balboni from the public, also the Community Voice Channel. So,
Mary Carey, that's Ash.
No hands up. So.
Any hands up? Yeah, we also have Ashley from the Board of Ed.
No.
She was Board of Ed.
Yeah.
And Joe Collins.
Director of Finance.
All right. So we'll move on to the approval of the minutes from last week's meeting.
I'll move the adoption of the minutes as presented.
Okay. Any second?
A second.
So we move to
discussion.
Oh, discussion. Any discussion on the minutes from last week?
Month.
Last month. We were going for a week.
It just feels like it was last week.
Yeah. Okay, I don't see any comment there. So. We have a motion to approve.
We have the motion. We just need to vote.
We need to vote. So all in favor of approving, say aye.
Aye.
Oh.
Is that a
all?
It was a hand up. Okay, I was looking to see if it's unanimous.
That's unanimous. And with that.
Well, hold on. Yeah. Maybe you should announce which members aren't here.
Yeah, by all those.
Oh, that's true. That's right. So by all those members present, and without Ross, well, he wasn't a voting member, correct?
Well, no,
not a
voting member.
But he's absent.
But then,
Chris Conley. Everyone else is here.
Okay, so we approve the minutes now on to the elected official and town staff reports.
And Jim is up there.
Oops, the Board of Ed is first.
We have Board of Ed update first. So, do we have
that? It would be Ashley or Rhea.
Ashley, would you like to?
Ashley.
I can bring it up if you'd like. Do you want me to bring it up?
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay.
You have it in here, too.
Yeah. I have it right here. Okay. But where do you sit? Oh.
Thank you.
I'll just say that we are 55% expended, and that's the same as last year. And there were not too many transfers.
No.
And they're really very few. However, there was a big one for the salary transfer from salary to operations to cover current projected shortfall for FY25 at BCS, and it has to do with the HVAC repairs and replacements. So, and the board that approved it on February 6th of 2025. That was a total of $63,000 that was transferred from math teachers and ELA teachers. And then three others to pay for a staff breakfast. They took money out of the BCS general supplies for classrooms. It was all $373. Then there was a reclass to pay for spring sports supplies. That was $795. And there was a reclass to cover new banner and banner adjustments for athletics. And that went from was taken from VHS coaching clinics and online subscription services for a total of $600 for awards. And that was basically.
Do you guys know why either Uria or Ashley, why the transfer for the bell system isn't on here?
I think it is.
Random that.
It's actually on the bottom of the budget page.
Oh, yeah. I just meant why it wasn't on the transfer listing, but we have separate paperwork for it, I guess.
Yeah, so that transfer listing, I think, was the one from February, but the transfer for the bell system was separately approved.
Got it.
During our meeting, but it was presented as this little addendum on the bottom of the budget.
Okay.
I think what happens is now it will come onto the transfers listing because it's been approved for the next meeting.
Yep. Okay, thanks. I'm so used to seeing, they didn't print it in color. I'm like looking for the red, and I'm like, where's the red?
Right, no color. Right. Yeah, I know.
It's on the screen. Are we missing total education budget? Oh, there's the 405. Okay.
Oh, and
so currently it looks like you guys are projecting underspending of 405,825. And presumably we're too early for the Board of Ed to vote to give any of that back towards next year's budget. Is that accurate?
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. Okay.
Can I ask you a question? You had to replace that motor for the that heating unit. Yeah, was that? Was there a transfer that had to do for that? That would that simply come out of your operating budget?
I think there was a transfer.
It probably won't show up. Probably
is that the HVAC one or something different?
Pardon me?
Is that the HVAC one or something different?
Well, that's I'm wondering if that.
Oh, the small one with the little fire thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a small.
Small. Okay. So it came out of operating. That's the one I was talking about. Okay.
I think there's.
Oh, that caused the shutdown.
Maybe 3,000 or 4,000 or something.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right.
That's probably not even in the works yet.
All right.
Okay.
I thought it was substantial. Yeah, okay. No.
The cleaning was substantial.
Oh, more that's all right. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Okay, so anything else on the Board of Ed update?
I think the only thing else, just from a general theme standpoint, there's been increases, obviously, in energy kind of pricing and that type of stuff. So that's the only thing that I would call out.
Has the board discussed it all? I mean, I know it's a little early, but in terms of revenue, I know the governor's budget had us, I think, taking a hit on our excess cost grant for next fiscal year. Has that come up at all?
It's in the memo there.
For next year?
Yeah, it's number two.
That wasn't excess cost. That was ECS, which is different from excess cost. Excess cost is special ed costs above and beyond.
Yep.
So the stuff that we're taking a hit on in the governor's budget is not the excess cost?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope. It's ECS.
Okay.
But the biggest hit is the motor vehicles tax. The amount they pay between what our mill rate was. Yeah, that is our biggest hit with what we've gotten for revenue information.
Which was a shortcut of what, 75,000 or something? No,
750,000, 750,000, based almost. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I was just missing, you know, 3 zeros. That's all. 75,000 we could handle, but.
Rounding error. Those are cheap.
Okay.
We also had the 2024.
Oh, yeah.
For comparison.
Last year's actually.
Have you guys had any? I mean, since I think you guys met before, more recently than the Board of Selectmen last met, or actually, Jim, you're on, right? Have we had any updates to The insurance, yes, thank you.
I knew you were thinking the same way, just weren't coming up, okay.
The big expense that impacts both boards.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear you over Bob.
Do we know what the actual increase or what the state has come in at for the increase in insurance?
So we have a rate of just under 12%. We now have the blended rate, but we still don't have vision and dental.
And we budgeted what?
We budgeted 13.
So we are not saving anything now. Well, not really, maybe 1 or 2%.
Yeah, not a lot.
It doesn't look like it's going to be significant.
No.
Okay.
Is that the final, Jim? Is that the final rate?
So that we do have the final rate for health insurance. We do not yet have the rates for vision and dental, which we need to put the entire picture together, both for the Board of Ed and for the town. And those numbers impact the Board of Ed much more, to a much greater extent than the impact the town. The town has probably around 30 employees that take health insurance. The Board of Ed has closer to 130 or so. And those are just guesstimated numbers, so please don't quote me on that.
Yeah, just to give some scale to it. Sure.
Last year we ended up getting a lot back from our original to the actual.
Really? This is a lot higher than last year.
Mm-hmm. So much higher.
It's brutal. Even if you, and they shopped around to see if outside this, it's even higher.
Yeah.
That's the difficult aspect of it.
Yep.
Anything else on town update?
Board of Ed,
sorry. Sorry, now we are moving to town update. So, is that Jill that will take over here?
Yep. So I did do the adjusting entry to put the numbers back to where they should be as far as what we are looking at for. I did a journal entry for the overpayments that we're going to get next year. The people that are leaving their taxes as is, and we're going to get them next year. So the liability that we hold right now for those taxes is $366,212.29. That can decrease, though, as time goes on, if people send in more letters saying that they want their money back. But right now, what we're looking at for next year in tax payments already received is the $366,000. So what we're looking at as far as the tax collection is back to normal, if you will. I don't know if anybody has any questions. And if you look at it, last year was 100,000. I mean, I'm sorry, 100,000. 100.92%. And this year, right now, we're looking at 101.11%, which isn't very, it's not a real large difference.
So ultimately, just to explain for people looking at the paperwork, right? To putting that liability on the books reduced our percentage collected so far this year from, I think we were at like 103 last month, and now it's down to 101.11, correct?
So yes, we're back to what we should have collected right now. Yep.
And it's 101.11% of 98%.
Yeah. 98 for personal property and real estate. I believe we went 95 for
sounds right.
Yep.
So that was 95 on the motor vehicle.
Yeah. So we're at 98.62% of 95%, which was budgeted. So still good. Okay. How are we over on prior year fees? Sorry, I've probably missed that in past months, but can you explain how we end up over?
Well, if you look at the audit report, it'll tell you how much we still have to receive for prior years. And I don't have it on me right now, but I don't know because 24 is not done yet. But if you look at that number, it's probably around 150, 200,000 that we still should receive or is outstanding, if you will. But a lot of that
we just under budgeted.
Well, we don't receive that. It unfortunately, the motor vehicle with registration going out, what is it, 3 years now? It kind of doesn't work in our favor because people will wait. So there is still some figures out there, but every year, Lori surprises us all. She does. She does a good job.
Yeah, that's a small amount.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a really small amount.
Figurative.
200.
Right. When you look at the whole number. Yep.
Right.
And then the supplemental motor vehicle levy, that just went out. Was that last month?
January.
Oh, they were due. I think it was due by February.
Yeah.
Right. February 1st.
Right.
I don't remember what we budgeted for that. 90%? It was lower.
Well, no, we didn't because we don't know it. It's a guess. We don't know the
grand. Oh, we just that. Do the 175.
Do one and that's
it. Yep. Exactly. Because we don't know. Yep.
I think we're pretty close.
Yeah.
Okay. So moving on to revenue statement, unless there was there anything else on the any questions or anything on the tax collector page before we move on? Okay.
So everything else is still on target as far as the revenues are concerned. If anybody has any questions.
So
yes, we were just talking about before.
2% of that isn't as bad. Something. The municipal projects, Jill, that's just a timing thing. We just haven't gotten it yet.
Correct. It comes in the end of June.
So a question that people may not know, the ECS dollars, it says State of Connecticut Education Grant, but is that state money or is that federal money passed through to us by the state?
I believe it's state, but I'm not positive on that. I could find out if you'd like.
I mean, I can ask Kristen. I just didn't.
I believe it's the state.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank God. Are any of these sources federal?
I'm sorry?
Do we know if any of these sources are federal?
I don't think that any of these, I think all of these are local, the ones that are here.
Okay.
The Board of Ed has more federal than we do.
Yeah, there's only one that's marked state and federal, but it's not a huge number. So,
well, yeah, that is very small.
What's included in the rental income for other town revenue?
So that is CVC. It is the amount that's rented by the nursery school. And I think that's it. I think it's just yep. those two. Oh, and a little bit of rental on the property that the farmers rent for Heritage Farm. That's
Heritage. Okay.
Yep.
Interesting. Okay. Open veterans grant that might be the possibility to be a federal.
No,
that's a state one.
It's a state program.
It's a state.
And that is all we will get this year. So we're going to be short.
What was last year?
Disability.
So they both went down from last year?
Correct.
Wonderful.
I just want to give you some more information about the federal grants. So we, right in the Board of Ed budget, there's the federal grants equals $233,079. And that seems to be it.
For next year?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
So the way these grants are collected, like, well, what's the, like, we're at 50%, you know, on like the excess cost grant. Is that monthly payment, or how is that?
No. So what happens is Casal on the Board of Ed side, she will put in a report all the students that are above and beyond a certain amount of special education costs. She does that in December, and then she makes her final best guess in March. So we'll get the last payment later. So there's only two payments in excess costs. And that's based on what CASAL informs the state.
Okay. Are most other grants like two payments like that? Or
no. Nope.
Okay.
So the Board of Education, most of the Board of Education grants, CASAL has to pull down the money monthly. So that's how they work. Choice grants come, we just received one part of it, and then they come on their own. That's based on the student count that we have for choice, but that's also not, that, well, that comes from the state, but it's a program that she doesn't have to pull down from. They'll send the payment out.
The town aid roads.
Same, that works the same way. As you need it, you pull it.
Well, no, that comes twice a year. Nope. It's two.
Oh, that's right.
Then it goes out to bond when the state goes to bond for it. So we get two payments, and we receive both of them.
And
it's town aid road. Yeah.
I think you're thinking of LOSIP.
No, you're right. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
The LOSIP is something we applied for.
That's when you draw.
Yeah.
LOSIP doesn't go into the general fund.
No. Right.
Nor does Town Aid Road. That's a whole.
No.
Okay. Got it.
Oh, that, okay. That's not.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking out loud.
I'm sorry.
I'm learning a lot now.
No problem. Not a problem.
Any other questions on the revenue statement right now? Okay. So we'll move to second page here. Jill has up the town budget.
Yep.
Do you want to speak to it, Jim, or do you?
Sure. I think the only area that we're going to be looking to move a significant amount of money to right now is to land use. And that's because we took on the contract with the town of Marlboro for building official services. So we will need to move money into that account from other accounts, and that will be something that will have to be blessed by both the Board of Finance and the Board of Selectmen. Our net cost that we had budgeted for this fiscal year will be about $5,000. So most of what we're spending on the additional personnel to cover the town of Marlboro, we will be getting back through the Capital Region Council of Governments, through an RPIP grant, and the town of Marlboro. Other than that, I think our spending is currently on track. Do you have anything to add to that, Bill?
One question. So, Jim, a portion of that will be coming in this fiscal year, right, as unanticipated revenue?
Right. So we actually just, we sent out one bill because we covered the town of Marlboro for the month of November that wasn't under the RPIP grant. So we billed them directly for that. And that bill, I believe, has already been paid. We sent out the first bill earlier this week to the Capital Region Council of Governments for the month of December. And that was, that one bill is, per month is in excess of $10,000. So we will get another quarter's worth. So we'll probably end up with about $42,000 in revenue there that we had not anticipated.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear some good news.
it's a win-win situation for everybody because we've expanded shared services. I know, and that's been a long-standing goal of the Board of Selectmen, and it's good for every one of our towns. We're able to share employees. We are able to, have a high standard in each of the communities that we serve in that area. And I think it's an extraordinary thing. And, one of the reasons that we ended up performing these services for the town of Marlboro is because over the years we have developed the little town of Bolton has developed an amazing reputation in the performance of these duties.
Very good to hear.
Can I follow up with a question, Jim? Of that 42,000 in unanticipated revenue, that's like our gross number, right?
Yeah.
What's the net? We also increased our expenses.
So it will cost us about $5,000 more than we anticipated this year.
So in theory, it's like 37 in net unanticipated revenue?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, actually, no, because those funds are being taken out of our operating budget as it is. So
that's true.
In reality, that's really new money.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That really goes in. That's cash that's going into next year's bank.
Right. So the way the way it works is and we talked about this a little bit in the Board of Selectmen's meeting, right? Is that that number for payroll is going to look much higher for next year. And
right.
What we explain is that, we have to budget in that land use budget for the entire amount of the payroll, even though it's coming in on the revenue side, that doesn't filter into the land use budget. So that's an important concept to understand and remember.
Mm-hmm.
Jill, did you have anything to add to, you know, the conversation about where we're at in this, at this point in the fiscal year?
No, that you said it all. Everything else is pretty much on target.
Very good. Okay, anything else to add or any questions before we go to the transfer? No. Ongoing business. No transfers?
We don't have to act on this.
Nope. Nope, just for information.
Nope.
Information purposes only.
Another good one.
Yeah, the interest that Bob was talking about earlier, we're supposed to, looks like we're going to exceed 500,000 this year. So,
well, yeah, rates aren't going to drop. And it all depends how much money we hold to, until the payout starts.
Yeah,
so that's the, but still, just based on our previous record.
We're about where we were last year.
We anticipated. Yep. Yeah.
What we need to remember, though, is that that ARPA money that we had sitting there getting this interest is now being used. So we're probably $1 million less this year than we were last year because that money's being used up now. So we just have to remember that, that we don't have that.
Yeah.
That extra.
Right.
Sitting in and generating.
Correct.
Okay, so now we can move on to the month-end balances. This budget calendar.
We've got some other stuff there.
Yeah. Yes, that's where we have.
Other. Do you have anything on it?
Anything additional?
Jim had thought we were going to have to change the public hearing.
We're not on the calendar yet, Jill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I thought it was the calendar. I'm sorry.
I jumped ahead. No, I was trying to wrap up the other section of the
I'm sorry.
Of our updates. Not quite all right. Quite all right.
Yes, there isn't any.
Okay. We don't have anything else from anybody on the other. We will go to 5 on the agenda, ongoing business, starting with communications. Any communications? From anybody online?
So the next thing we'll be putting together the presentation, but we've also talked about potentially not really doing a presentation from the Board of Finance and having the respective boards do most of the presentation, right? We would have to pull together a few slides of the overview, right? But leaving it up to, so that's like our biggest decision that we're going to have to make before the public hearing in terms of communication.
How we structure it.
And whether or not. But didn't I send out? Yeah, last year we did a one pager as well.
Yeah.
That we would have to consider.
Like every day,
we didn't mail, no. We shared it on social, shared it through the bulletin, and printed it for the senior center and the
library.
Yeah. Try and distribute the information more broadly. And I do think that's something we should probably try to do again this year. And by we, I don't mean me. So happy to share the template.
You finally said it. Relax and enjoy the time.
Good. I'm totally willing to share the template, and maybe our, you know, intern can help out. Or well,
you need to remember though that your charter does say certain parts of it says how your budget document has to go out. So there are certain things you have to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't mean the official budget document. Okay. I mean like the stuff we share at the public hearing and all that.
Just our publicity side.
Okay. All right.
I'm sure Tim would be happy to work on that on behalf of the Board of Finance.
Awesome. I share on the fun spreadsheets.
Yeah. I think we've all seen his work and we know that he's
capable.
Yeah.
Well, tax issue sounds like you've sent out the last of them, right? Of those that wanted it.
Amen.
Payment
for the taxes.
I'm not sure I understood the question.
No, it's not for you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Speaking to Jeff.
I'm speaking to Jeff.
All right. I'm sorry. I missed that.
I said it under tax issue. I'm assuming based on what we have in here that everything, anyone who has requested a refund has received it. It's been sent out.
To date, yes. Everything that Lori received and she processed and gave to us has gone up. The next AP has no tax refunds.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. But I think at some point in time, we have to say, okay, we need this number to be finalized so we can build our budget based on what we know.
Jill, for the number that's left, that three, you know, the number you put towards liability, just over 300,000. Do we know what that represents in terms of a percentage of the total? Because most people opted for the check.
Correct. I do not know the percentage.
I don't remember what the total amount was. Was it 1 point?
1,000,024 or something?
It was over a million.
Right.
Yeah. No, no.
Yeah.
It was a that kind of moved though. It was a moving target because of adjustments.
It was about 30%.
That's correct. Yes.
So I don't know, though. I don't know the percentage.
Well, just looking at the dollars, it looks like about that.
Yeah. A little less than 30%.
I'm surprised that's a lot.
Yeah, because the amounts would vary, you know.
Yeah.
Some are small, some are larger, but I figure.
He's 366, so it's probably
36%.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It was over one.
All right.
Anything else on the tax issue?
Looks like we're down to your favorite calendar.
Budget calendar. That's a man's favorite.
The bright side, you can check off the first two.
Yes. All right. So the budget calendar.
What did Jill say?
Now I can talk.
Yes.
So Jim had come to me saying, oh, we might need to change the public hearing. So I talked to Ross and we talked about changing the public hearing date. And then Jim came back and said, no, we don't have to change it. But Ross.
We made the dates work.
Right. But Ross was thinking maybe we should change that because they need a little more time to, I guess they have new machines and the ballots and the new machines. Yeah. So he was a little nervous about that. So I guess what we need to get a feeling for is if we did the public hearing a week before.
Oh, God.
That's
aggressive.
But that would eliminate the April 23rd meeting for the discussion as far as the budget's concerned, because we'll have done it. So I don't know how everybody feels about that, but we're going to meet again next week. So everybody can kind of look at their calendar.
Why? I don't understand why them needing more time with the machines would require it. Like, we set the referendum date. Right. So like we could bump the referendum date out a week instead of bumping the public hearing, right?
Okay. So we did talk with the registrars of voters about the referendum date. And you'll get this in the Board of Selectmen's package tomorrow, Amanda, but their recommended date is the 20th. If we pushed it out a week, that would be the day after Memorial Day. So it's already pretty late.
Got it.
Yep.
When was the last, where the referendum last year? Was June?
No, one would have been in May.
It was in May.
It was May, okay.
It's usually
the second one was.
Second.
We didn't have a second one last year.
That was 2 years ago.
We had four the year before, didn't we?
That's what it was. That's what I was thinking of.
So what Ross is thinking is if we did the public hearing, got a number earlier, it would give them more time between the time we pick a number and the time they go to referendum to get the ballots and them to figure out the machines. But again, we can talk again about this next week. Yeah. Just everybody kind of look at their calendars, I think. So
you guys were proposing doing the public hearing the 22nd, which would mean that it needs to get filed on the 17th. No, 18th. So which means it would need to be approved by the 15th, which is in the middle of the spring break. And I mean, that's fine if we have everything we need from Board of Ed. But, right? Like, did I do that right?
Well, it's by that point, it's not about the Board of Ed, it's about the Finance Committee coming up with their
right numbers. But we like to take into consideration last minute information. Mm-hmm. Like the higher up, you know, though I guess if we have the, what else are we waiting for? I mean, just whatever they're willing to give back, I guess.
Right, and that's one of the reasons that you typically try to push the date off as long as you can.
Right.
Right.
See what we have for give backs.
Right.
When's the last? What's the Board of Education schedule? Do you guys have the Asheria?
To us next week, right?
What do you mean by
when are your meetings?
Yeah, hold on.
So I will say while Ashley's looking that up is that, you know, we have on the Board of Selectmen's agenda for next week to approve all of these dates, and it does not include the earlier date that's being discussed at this point in time.
Okay.
I
have a question regarding the voting machines. When are they getting here? Was that some of the concern of like they're getting in pretty close to the date?
Or we're not gonna have enough time? Do they, Jim?
We don't know. We've signed the contract. We sent up the $1 payment. We're just waiting to hear back from the state when we get them. They know when our referendum date is, and all we know is that we're going to get them ahead of time.
Push come to shove, can we use the old ones?
I think if we don't get the new ones in time, I don't think we have a choice.
Right.
I'm just saying we're not like swapping them.
No. They work.
I think what the ROV is concerned about is, you know, getting the new machines and being trained and being able to use it efficiently.
Exactly.
And I guess what the concern is, you know, they want to be able to have the ballots so they can practice with the ballots. I would hope though that the machines are going to come with some sort of a practice ballot, but.
Yeah. Oh.
Things aren't always as practical as they.
I know.
Okay. So yeah. I'll make a note too, just to check in on that. But yeah, as soon as anybody hears something on the machines, that would be, I think that'd be helpful to
that's probably
to kind of communicate.
Ross will be back next week, so he'll be able to give us a better idea of what's going on. I just mentioned this whole change because he asked me to after we thought we were going to have to change. So, but we can talk with him next week.
Sure.
And it looks like one of our meeting conflicts with the BOE.
Unless that was changed, but that's what I have in mind. I have April 10th. Ashley, do you have April 10th too?
You're
muted.
I just added it to the chat in terms of what I'm looking at, but I have So March 27th, obviously, BOE presents to Board of Finance. April 3rd, we have a finance budget meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Then April 9th is finance, and then April 9th is also a Board of Ed meeting.
Oh, we have April 10th there.
We have the 10th.
And April 10th.
Finance is April 10th.
Yeah.
So Board of Ed is April 9th?
Yep.
Oh, that's good. So there's no conflict.
Oh.
And you get together two meetings, one after the other.
Are you sure?
The chart that Ashley has up right now has April 9th finance and BOE.
It does.
Well, now that finance is Board of that finance is Board of Ed finance subcommittee, just to clarify.
Oh, okay. Part of got it.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, so okay.
So you guys shifted your Board of Ed meeting.
Yep.
Because they're usually Thursdays, right?
So when, yeah.
Okay. They are. I want to say it was shifted because of, is that spring break? Is that when the kids are out of school? I should know this, but.
That's the 14th through the 18th.
What? Okay. It had to do with the finance.
Oh, that's the thing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're
good. Just because when we get down to the wire, we want everybody there to be making a decision. Yeah. All on.
This way you can make a decision. I have to wait about a question to get answered.
So the only thing, it's not like it's related to the calendar, just so that it would be my hope. This is more for Jill than anybody else, I think. She might hit me. But given the conversations that we've had at the Board of Selectmen and knowing the budgets that we're looking at coming in, I think we need to tackle revenue at our first meeting on April 3rd. Because I don't think we're going to be able to make any other decisions until we tackle revenue. And we need to start revenue earlier than we normally do.
Amanda, didn't you get the message that I gave my letter of resignation? You missed that?
I missed that memo.
Oh, darn. No, I've already started working on it.
Okay, cool beans.
Yeah, this year is going to be even more critical than normal.
Unfortunately, I knew it was coming, so I have been.
Yeah.
But we can't, I mean, expenses only mean so much when you don't know what you're going to offset it. So,
Yeah. No, I've been working on it, so it's not a surprise.
Good. Sometimes I can be surprising, but awesome. I'm also rather predictable.
Any other comments?
I was going to go to item 8, quite frankly.
The what?
That's adjournment.
Do we have to vote on? No, it's already been voted on, right? So
right. Yeah, that's already been approved. So I'll move it there.
I'll second.
We have a second. All right, we will vote on all in favor.
Aye.
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 That's unanimous expression. Okay.
Great
meeting.
There you go. You made it through your first one.
Stumbled through it.
You did good. You did good.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Take care.
You too.